Y'all see us all the way down here, Tony?
We're just seeing you now. When you're around the corner there, we didn't see you very much.
Take it easy, Charlie. Sorry. Sorry we had to get down in here, but that was a unique sample, we thought, and, okay, this big black rock, this big black and white rock right here that we're just traversing by is also the same kind of rock. And look at the size of it. They're all the same. There are two rock types here, Tony, that white matrix one, and then the black, the one with the black. That's, and there are places where the black and the white are about 50-50 down here, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's very few of those. And it has the same character of the rocks up close that I would think that South Ray rocks had when you look on the rim of that crater.
Okay, I understand.
Can we put those two rock bags under your seat, Tony? You got too much stuff in there now.
What'd you say, Ralph?
I said, sure. Put those two rock bags under your seat. Sure.
If you see a fish-sized igneous rock near the rover, we'll use the padded bags here. If not, we'll just forget them for now.
Okay. Well, but, okay. Well, but how, it's going to, Charlie, there's your polarimetry thing.
If I took it off and threw it away.
It's going to be, I bet you all this stuff up here is really shocked. Is it, you want any that's, does that make any difference to you? And therefore, it's not going to be too hard.
We understand.
Right. If you find a good dense one that you think's got a good hard surface on it, we'll go ahead and take it.
Take it, huh? Ready?
Well, they're pretty dust covered. I'll tell you what, we'll pick one up and give it a try anyway.
Okay, that's the best we can do.
Got one right here.
You would. Well, we're back. The old ticker's really pumping, I bet you.
No, you're doing fine. You got up to about 120, tall.
Is that all?
Okay, 128, in fact.
The old orange juice comes in great.
Right. Zeke says if you've been exercising the last few days, you'd be in better shape.
Man, we wore the rope out on the extra genie.
Now we didn't wear the rope out.
I just seasoned, Bob. Don, I hope you got the shovel.
Charlie, I ain't got the shovel. Didn't take it down there.
No?
You didn't take it down.
Where did we leave it?
Huh? Should be on the rover.
Yeah, it is in your seat. Yeah, it's on the rover.
It'd be too big for a padded bag.
No, it'll go in.
I think it's too big, Charlie.
Well, let's give it a go. Okay, Tony, while we were gone, we got a caution flag.
Okay, understand.
Something popped up.
That's a bad battery temp.
I think it's the battery temp. Number two is 135.
Yeah, that's okay. When we drive off here, we'll put them all on battery one.
Put this stuff under.
That cable going there?
Yeah, just push it in and go in. A little big, but it'll do it. Why don't you put it in number six there, John? Now, see if I can find another one here. Hey, but get a smaller one, Charlie.
I am.
If one of you are free there, we'd like to switch out the mag in the deck.
Okay, in about 2 seconds, we'll be free, Tony.
Okay, good shot.
Well, I'll tell you, this regolith is about an inch deep here in most places. There's just lots of rocks under this stuff, Tony. This is tells me it's...
That's really interesting. You know, I didn't expect that.
Anyway, you can barely get the shovel in anywhere. Okay, we got two rocks for your padded bags, but I'm not sure they're going to be any good. They're so dust-covered.
Okay, yeah.
But I hit one with a shovel here that I got in my hand that you just saw me pick up, and it didn't break anyway, so at least it's that hard. That's any criteria. You want me to calibrate myself?
No, that's all right.
Well, with Velcro, just
take your word for it.
Okay, what mag, just give me your magazine. Yes, let me see. S on there. T or U, John, either one. T or U, okay. Here's T, Charlie. Okay, how about Z-ing this up for me?
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'll put the mag on.
That's a better size one.
Okay. I thought that thing had run, Tony, but the little ball had just stuck.
Whew. Okay, understand.
Oh, John.
What was it?
The man, I did it. I'm sorry.
Got it?
Got it, okay.
It's already empty, right?
Yeah.
It's funny how a little hammering fixes most of the hardware. And we want the deck at F4 and 12 frames per second.
Sounds like it. Okay, it's set. And it's on F4 now.
Okay, good job.
Charlie hit bag six. Okay, John, both battery bags are in there. Okay. Now, Houston, the Velcro came off both those bags, and we weren't able to put them tight like they're supposed to be.
Okay, we understand. And they go under your seat, John.
We put them in an SCB. You don't want them in an SCB?
No, they don't.
Well, I think with a Velcro off of them, you can't hardly see them. I think we ought to leave them in the SCB. they get in there with a film, we will be in trouble.
Okay, fine. Let's just leave them in the SCV.
They peel. Okay. Okay, Charlie, I'm going to close HPC. Okay.
Top there, Tony, number six, and there's no rocks on top of them. I think they'll be fine.
Okay, good show.
Hey, John, let me put number seven on your try it again on your side.
Charlie, we're just going to lose it. Why don't we just leave it under the seat?
I can't get it under my seat.
Yeah, but it's full of nice things.
Okay, well, I'll hold it in my hand then.
Want to see if you can put it on?
Well, if you move away a little bit, yeah. A little bit more. Okay, that's fine. That's on there. So those things ought to have locks on them, like that, the little green locks, like the ones on the...
Turn off the tube,
and I'll go back to mint cooling.